RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
A happy Monday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys coming up over the next 30 minutes. Our guy Johnny V standing by, as he always does, on a Monday. Going to get the latest in college baseball as we've reached conference tournament time. We're also going to talk about today's MLB slate for a Monday. Got a good amount of games. Got a lot of picks on today's slate. We'll give that out here in moments. We have the NHL and NBA conference finals set in both the West and the East today. We'll look at the Eastern Conference. We'll preview Knicks, Pacers, and also look at Panthers and the Hurricanes. Jake Kassan going to join us later in the show, tell us what's coming up on Bet Slips and Bat Flips. And with the PGA Championship wrapping up yesterday, Scottie Scheffler winning his third major championship, we'll look ahead to the U.S. Open at Oakmont. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on our live stream on X. We'll get to your questions over the next 30 minutes. And as always, if you guys miss any part of the show, check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Monday. Glasses in session, and we go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with our guy, Johnny Venezia. Give Johnny a follow on X at @JohnnyVTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, we have made it, my friend, to postseason baseball. The regular season is behind us. You've been watching the regular season college baseball all year. Now that we made it to conference tournament season, we got the NCAA tournament coming up. How good do you think this postseason is going to be in college baseball this year? How much parity do you think we're going to see?
Dude, I got to say, I've been watching college baseball for a while now. This is probably one of the most even field of 64s we're going to get. I mean, there is no definitive team that is head and shoulders above everybody else. If you asked me this, which you did because we talked about this a lot in the first half of the season, where I said, hey, it's Tennessee, LSU, and Texas as the three teams that are head and shoulders above everybody. But since then, it's even across the board, man. Like, I can't tell you there's one team that is so much better than everybody else. There's like a handful of teams that are probably a step above the rest of the field, but it's not by a significant margin. So this year, a winner can truly come from anywhere.
Johnny, we talk about this a lot in college basketball, you know, with the conference tournament, like how much does the conference tournament translate to NCAA tournament success? As we're getting ready to talk about some of these conference tournaments, like how much stock do you take into what we're going to watch over this week with how these teams play? Do you take a lot into it if a team is hot at the end of the regular season, play well in their conference tournaments? Like, how much should people buy in to what they see over this next week as we get into the NCAA tournament?
I think really, you know, the conference tournament's more for some of these teams that are trying to either improve seeding, like they're trying to get in to be a host like a Tennessee, or they're trying to solidify a top eight national seed like an Oregon. And then there's some teams like a Texas A&M, which we'll get to in a minute, that need to really go on a run in order to give the committee a legitimate reason to put them in. So there are some teams that really need to have an impressive showing. But if you're a team like, say, Vanderbilt or Texas, like you're locked into a top eight national seed. There's not really much you can do in this tournament in order to solidify a better position going into the field of 64. All it really does, maybe win a couple games to keep momentum going.
As you mentioned, some of these teams in the SEC, they're playing in Hoover as they always do this week. Johnny, the SEC tournament is going to be incredible. There's going to be a lot of chaos. We don't have odds out right now for the SEC tournament, for any of the conference tournaments. We do have the brackets out, though. So as you look at the SEC right now, you see kind of the seedings and potential paths for some of these teams. What sticks out? Texas is the number one seed in the SEC tournament. Who do you think are some teams to watch in Hoover this week?
So, by the way, I just checked. We do have some SEC odds, so that is pretty interesting that we're getting them here, and I'm looking at them now.
Oh, nice.
I took a look at this, right, and I tried to map it out the best way I can and how the projected pitching matchups might look. So at the top of the bracket in the SEC, you're going to have most likely Tennessee face Texas. If Tennessee beats the winner of Bama and Mizzou, move on to play Texas. Then the winner of Oklahoma, Kentucky is going to play Georgia. Then if Georgia wins that game, they would play Vanderbilt. I think the way it matches up, Tennessee needs to win because they need to show that they have some chance in order to host a regional. So if Tennessee plays Texas on Thursday, they'll probably go Liam Doyle. Liam Doyle's been a very tough matchup for pretty much everybody he's faced this year, although Arkansas kind of roughed them up a bit. So I think I'd like Tennessee over Texas in that quarterfinal game to advance to the semifinal. And I think Vanderbilt throwing likely J.D. Thompson against anybody Georgia's got for that Thursday quarterfinals would advance. So then I think Vandy plays Tennessee. I like Vandy with their secondary options to advance to the championship. Now on the bottom, I think Florida's going to be a handful and might be able to advance past South Carolina, Ole Miss, get to Arkansas. The problem is when you start getting like you're playing three games in 4 days, your pitching really depletes. But Florida's an interesting long shot in this tournament. But let's say Florida plays Arkansas. Based on the fresh factor, I think Arkansas advances. And then LSU probably, in my opinion, beats Auburn with Cade Anderson over Samuel Dutton. That's a tough matchup, but I like LSU there. So I'd probably like Vanderbilt versus LSU. And I think Vandy's pitching is a little bit more deep. So if I'm picking one team right now, I think Vanderbilt's probably got the most optimal path with pitching. I think Arkansas does have a good path, but I don't know. I think running into Florida could be tough for them, or LSU could be a difficult matchup with the depth and the pitching that they would have to face. So that's why I think Vanderbilt, in my opinion, has a better draw.
Important to note that this year in a lot of these conference tournaments, it's just going to be single elimination. People that have followed this in the past, usually double elimination. But this year, if you're some of those top seeds, you're getting some of those double buys into the later days. But it is single elimination. So Johnny giving you a breakdown there of the SEC. Johnny, before we dive into the ACC, anybody who's tuned into the show for the past month, they've listened to your podcast, they know how invested you are in Texas A&M. How many wins do you think the Aggies need to get to feel good about their chances to get? Do they have to win the whole thing? Like, what do you think's their mindset heading into Hoover?
Bro, I got to be honest. They might have to win the whole thing. I think they're probably gonna win at least four games. They're at 11 SEC wins right now. If they won four games and got to 15, I think they would have a good chance to get in. And I say good. I don't think it's definite. Obviously, you win the tournament, you're in automatically. But I think they need to win four games. They would have to beat, in a 4 or 5 day span, they would have to beat Mississippi State, Auburn, LSU, and then maybe Florida/Arkansas to get to the finals. That's a lot of baseball. That's a lot of arms that you have to go through. That's why, like, when you look at teams in the regionals or the first round of the College World Series and you put yourself in a hole and you have to dig out and win, like, four games in 5 days, it's so difficult to do because you run out of pitching. So for me, Texas A&M, it'd be a really uphill climb. And they might have to do it without Caden Sorrell, who's been their best bat since he's returned in the second half of the year. And Sorrell might be out, and that's an even tougher pill to swallow. So I think the clock's about to strike midnight on the Texas A&M quitters, man. I think that's just the reality of the situation. And unfortunately, I think they're going to be missing the tournament. And by the way, like, I have it from an unconfirmed source. Like, this is not confirmed. Like, Texas A&M during practice doesn't do anything. Like, normally you have IO, infield, outfield, taking, you know, batting practice, stuff like that. They're very limited in what they do in practice. So it results on why they've been so poor this year in 2025.
We're talking with our guy, Johnny Venezzi, here on Send It In. All right, Johnny, let's talk about the ACC tournament. And we actually got a question from one of our guys, B Mills, who's listening. He thinks UNC's legit. He's wondering if he should take a flyer on them to win the title. Maybe it just look at them to make it to Omaha. What do you make of the Heels? What do you make of the ACC tournament?
You know, B-Mills, I think you're reading my mind, brother. I was looking at the ACC format here. I think UNC has a great path to win the ACC tournament. I think they're legit long-term. They have three really good pitchers. Jason DeCaro, since being bumped from the Friday night role and transitioning into the Sunday spot, he's been really good this year. This is a guy that can legitimately be one of the first few arms off the board next summer. They have a decent bullpen. I don't think it's as good as last year. They cost us a nice 12-unit ACC preseason crown on Sunday, but neither here nor there. The offense has been heating up. I think ACC is going to have a good path. They're going to have to get past Florida State, but Jamie Arnold should be burned by the time they play. So it'll probably be DeCaro or Aiden Hogg that's going to go in that semifinal game, and they have a pretty winnable path up to then. So I could probably see UNC versus NC State in the ACC finals. I do like UNC there in that spot. They're going to probably have to deal with Virginia. UVA could be tough, but their pitching's been very shaky, so I'd still probably go with the Heels. And, I mean, you're getting UNC at like 17-1-ish to win it all. There's not many teams that have a legitimate chance because there's not many teams that have three legitimate pitching rotation options over the course of a weekend. And the Tar Heels are one of those teams. They're going to have probably the ACC Pitcher of the Year in Jake Knapp. So I think if you haven't taken a piece, definitely go get UNC in the futures market.
Johnny, real quick, in conference tournament week, give us a team that right now you think is squarely on the bubble, but if they do enough damage in their conference tournament, find a way to get in to the NCAA tournament, that's a team that nobody wants to play.
Well, I would say Florida's already in, so we can't go there. Off the top of my head, and I really looked at this, I think Oklahoma State is interesting. I don't know if Oklahoma State is they're going to win the College World Series good. They're very fundamentally flawed as a team, but there's so much talent. Their pitching has really come together as they've gotten red hot in these last 3 weeks to basically will themselves into the conversation of getting in. So they're going to face Baylor opening game. And if they beat Baylor, they'll play Kansas. And Kansas has been really good this year, 20-win team in the Big 12. But they have a shot because their Friday guy, Harrison Bodendorf, is probably going to be the Big 12 pitcher of the year. Kid's been unstoppable this year. So if they beat Baylor, then Kansas, I think they'll probably have done enough to get in. They have three guys with Bodendorf Friday, Mario Pesha, a St. John's transfer on Saturday, and Sean Youngerman on Sunday. They have a couple really good bullpen arms, and they have my guy Nolan Schubert, who's probably got the most raw power in college baseball this year with a ton of high variance guys in the OK State lineup. So I think there's an appeal for the Cowboys to maybe be able to win a region and maybe even a super region with the pitching they have and if their offense gets hot. Because Stillwater, man, those boys produce some real powerful baseball players. So I think OK State's an interesting team.
Going to be an awesome week of baseball. Johnny Venezzi, make sure you guys check out his podcast, Breaking Bet, and give him a follow on X @_JohnnyVTV. Johnny, enjoy championship week, my friend. We'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's continue talking baseball here on Send It In. We go from college to the pros. We got a good slate on this Monday as we dive into some big league peach. We'll start with Cubs Marlins and also Reds Pirates. Two games for me with pretty similar handicaps. You have the Cubs and the Reds both on the road, and two starting pitchers for them that have very similar splits. Ben Brown going for the Cubbies and Nick Lodolo going for the Reds. Both guys are not good when they pitch at home, but they are very good when they pitch on the road. Ben Brown for the Cubs this season, his ERA at home, 6.93. When he goes on the road, 1.59. He is 3-0 on the road this season. So I look at some Cubs money line, minus 175. I'd also look at some run line at minus 110, obviously going up against the Marlins, one of the worst teams in the National League. And then Nick Lodolo, same story. At home this season, 6.33 ERA. On the road, 1.44. So both of those guys, similar handicaps today. Love betting them when they're on the road. Love fading them when they're at home. So give me the Cubs and the Reds today in both of those games. Mets and Red Sox, think this is a tough travel spot for the Mets. Obviously, an emotional series, Subway Series, Soto's return to Yankee Stadium. You played Sunday Night Baseball last night. Now you got to get on a short plane and head to Boston to take on the Red Sox at Fenway. I think this is a nice spot to bet the Sox at plus 110. The Mets have the distinct pitching advantage with Senga going up against Hunter Dobbins, but I like Boston today at plus 110. Astros and Rays today in Tampa. Give me the under 9 runs. Gordon, who's going for Houston, has an ERA over 6, which is probably why the total is so high. But you have Pepiot going for Tampa, who's been terrific this season, especially at home. And the Rays usually don't give him a lot of run support when he's on the mound. So I'll go under 9 in Tampa and Houston. Orioles and Brewers in Milwaukee today. You guys, the Orioles truly are one of the worst teams in baseball. They are a complete disaster. And if there is a money line price that's minus 115, minus 120, you got to take the other team. They just got swept by the Nationals, and none of those games were close. Give me Milwaukee at minus 120. Guardians and Twins in Minnesota. You have Bailey Ober going up against Logan Allen. Obviously, an AL Central matchup. And Bailey Ober has terrific history against Cleveland. They're only batting 191 against him in 94 at-bats. Logan Allen has also pitched well against Minnesota. There's a reason this total is as low as 7.5. We're going under in that one. Mariners and White Sox. Let's go with Shawnee Sharp's White Sox today, +1.5 on the run line. The White Sox obviously just played the Cubs, so they're chilling out in Chicago. Seattle had to get on a plane from San Diego and fly to the middle of the country to take on the White Sox. I think this is a good spot to fade Luis Castillo. Give me the White Sox to keep it close on the run line, +1.5. Tigers' best record in the American League, and they're plus 135 on the money line today. I think that's telling you something against St. Louis, who's still one of the hottest teams in baseball. We'll take the Cardinals today. Phillies and Rockies in Denver will pass on that game. Royals and Giants in San Francisco. Chris Bubich has been one of the better pitchers in the AL so far this season. I'm expecting some regression. He's an underdog for a reason today. Give me the Giants minus 130. Angels and Athletics, I'll pass on that one as well. And then D-backs and Dodgers. Not often do you see a total of 10 out in LA at Dodger Stadium, with that being one of the better pitcher parks in baseball. Odds makers are expecting a lot of offense in this game today, and I'll tail them on that. Give me over 10 in D-backs and Dodgers. All right, folks, let's talk a little playoffs now. We dive into playoff Peej, NBA, NHL. Let's start with the NBA, this Knicks-Pacers series, a rematch of last year, what we got in the postseason. Pacers winning 7 games in New York City. Once again, the Knicks have home court advantage in this series. Game 1 is going to be on Wednesday. We'll dive more into Game 1 on Wednesday. Just looking at this series big picture-wise, I like Indiana, you guys. I like the Pacers at plus 135 or plus 130 at BetMGM to win this series. The Knicks are a minus 155 favorite. I think the fact that this series is that these two teams are matching up in the Eastern Conference Final, I think is a huge advantage for the Indiana Pacers. The Knicks, as we know, rely heavily on their starters, and Tibbs plays his starters big minutes. His entire starting five, the Knicks' entire starting five, has averaged more than 35 minutes this postseason. Cat is the fewest of those guys at about 35.7. OG Anunoby the most at about 40 minutes per game. Do you know how many players on the Indiana Pacers this postseason are averaging over 35 minutes? 0. Indiana does it by committee. They do it with their depth. Their offense is so tough to stop, even in the playoffs, where the game slows down and it's more physical and we see way more defense. I haven't been able to see a team the last couple years that's able to take Indiana out of the run-and-gun type game. They're able to dictate every game that they play in the pace that they want to play. And again, the fact that the Knicks had a tough series against Detroit, six-game series against Boston, and Indiana, who's played 2 5-game series against Milwaukee and against the Cleveland Cavaliers, now they're getting ready for the Knicks. They don't play their guys a ton of minutes. I think this is where Indiana kind of wears them down. And people are like, oh, they might be intimidated going into the Garden, playing in those environments. They beat them last year. They won a Game 7 in New York City last year. Indiana will be fine. I think they win this series, so give me the Pacers at plus 130. Also, some specials I saw on BetMGM that I like. Halliburton to score 30 points in just one game in the series is plus 145. I think that's a great price to look at that. Think there's a chance he could go off in one of the games and go nuclear for three, so I will look at that. And then Pacers to win the series in six games is 5-1 at plus 500. Think that's a good bet as well. As for the NHL playoffs, we got Carolina and Florida. It should be a really good game. These are the two best teams in the Eastern Conference, and they're very similar with how they go about it. Both teams are well coached. They're physical, and they want to grind you out. Both teams feel like the longer a series goes, the more advantage it favors them because of how they play. You just saw Carolina in their series against the Capitals, how they were able to wear them down. The Caps were one of the highest scoring teams in the NHL, and they really didn't score a lot of goals or get many high danger opportunities in that series against Carolina. So the total for game one is 5.5. I would expect the total in every game in this series to be about 5.5, and I would look to bet the under in a lot of games in this series. I think we could also see like 2 or 3 games in this series go to overtime as well, just because, again, these games are going to be 1-1. They're going to be 2-2. It's going to be low scoring, not a lot of goals, good chance at overtime. I do like the Carolina Hurricanes, though, to finally get over the hump, get back to the Stanley Cup final. It's tough, as we know, for a team to repeat in any sport, especially the Stanley Cup playoffs. And the Florida Panthers just went through a tough 7-game series against the Leafs. The Hurricanes have played in 2 5-game series, so they're more rested. They should be ready to go, and they have home ice advantage in this series. So tough to beat on their home ice. They're perfect so far in the playoffs here in 2025, so I like Carolina in that series, plus 105 to defeat Florida. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's a parlay odds boost token. BetMGM account holders will receive an any sport parlay boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the parlay boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and short game parlays. All right, let's talk a little golf here on a Monday as we go golfing with Glasser and Scottie Scheffler, folks. I mean, the guy's just that good, right? Wins his third major championship, first PGA championship. It got a little dicey there as he was heading for the back nine. John Rahm did manage to tie it up, and then Scottie kicked it into second gear and ended up pulling away to an easy victory. So now we turn our attention to the next major, which is going to be in Oakmont for the U.S. Open, and this might be the hardest course in the entire country. Oakmont is an absolute beast. There is a reason that they have played the U.S. Open at this course more than any other course because of how great of a U.S. Open test that it is. Last time they played here was in 2016 when Dustin Johnson was your champion. He was one of 4 golfers that shot under par that week. He was 4 under, and then the other 3 guys were 1 under. So expect the same kind of thing where the winner is probably going to be like 3 to 5 under. You're going to have a couple other guys that are under par. Everybody else is going to be over par. It's going to be really, really tough. The rough is U.S. Open nasty tough. It's just brutal if you hit it outside of the fairway into the rough. And these greens are maybe the fastest greens that these guys play on. I mean, the Oakmont greens are just insane how fast and lightning quick they are. So it's going to be a really, really tough test when they get to the U.S. Open. And usually the U.S. Opens for me, outside of the Masters, it's probably my favorite golf event to bet every single year, just because it's not one of these tournaments where you're really looking to bet long shots. I don't mind betting some of the longer number guys to finish top 20, top 10. I think that's where the value is. But especially on a big boy golf course like this, it's probably going to be one of the top guys, right? It's going to be Scotty. It's going to be Rory. It's going to be Bryson. It's going to be Xander. It's going to be one of these guys that probably end up winning the U.S. Open trophy. After Scotty's win at the PGA, he is your clear favorite at plus 333 to win the U.S. Open. Rory is plus 600 to win it. Bryson is plus 800, and Xander is 16-1. Again, I just buy the juice when it comes available and take Scotty top five. That feels like the best bet. I'd also bet Bryson DeChambeau, who's won the U.S. Open two times, including one at Wingfoot, and Pinehurst, two extremely difficult courses. So Bryson, certainly a guy to come right back with. Again, we know how great he's fared in the majors these past couple of years. And Xander Schauffele, people don't talk about it a lot. If there's been a guy over the last 6-7 years who has performed consistently the best at U.S. Opens, it's Xander, because he is steady Eddie. He's so good at avoiding like the double, triple bogeys. He's great at making pars. He's great at just the bogey avoidance and all those kind of things. He's the perfect U.S. Open type golfer. So I can already tell you guys right now, Scheffler, Bryson, Xander, those guys are all going to be on my card as well. And then some longer shot guys that I would look at that I wouldn't bet to win outright, but certainly would look at them to finish in the top 10 market, look at them to finish in the top 20 market potentially. Tony Finau at 50-1. Tony Finau is probably never going to win a major championship just because he doesn't have that clutch gene in him. Even you saw it yesterday. Tony was making a little bit of a charge. He was 5-under. He was getting closer to Scheffler. He had birdied 3 straight holes in a row. He gets to the par 5 10th hole, and he makes a bogey. And it just feels like that's what Finau does. As soon as he starts to feel like he has a chance, he just makes a mistake. So I'll never bet Finau to win one of these major championships. But a guy throughout his career who has played difficult golf courses very, very well, and with his length off the tee, always a factor, especially if it's windy that week in Pittsburgh, I would look at Finau. So I think he would be a great bet, top 20, maybe even top 10 as well. Russell Henley, I think, is a great option as well. Russ was playing tremendous golf early on in the season. Hasn't been as great here as of late. But again, he's one of the most accurate golfers in the world. He's not long off the tee, but he is accurate. And if you keep it out of the rough at Oakmont and you put it in the fairway and you put it on the green, Russell Henley's very good on extremely fast greens. He's a guy that I would look at to finish in the top 20, top 10 as well. How about Patrick Reed? Guy with an unbelievably great short game, which is what you're going to need here at Oakmont. If he just has a decent driving week and could put it in the fairway and give himself opportunities for greens and regulation, I think Patrick Reed is a terrific look this week at 80-1. And then Denny McCarthy at 100-51, at 150-1 as well. Denny McCarthy, one of these guys that just plays difficult golf courses really well. One of the best putters on the PGA Tour. And Denny McCarthy's talked about it before. Like, he's a guy that the tougher the golf course, the better he plays. He enjoys the challenge of a U.S. Open golf course. So I like Denny McCarthy, again, top 20, top 10. But when the U.S. Open rolls around, if you want to bet it right now, you guys, this is not a tournament that I would look at long shots. It's going to be one of the favorites. Either Scotty's going back, he's going to win another major. Rory's going to win another major this year. Bryson, Xander, it's going to be one of those guys. But then I think the value in the U.S. Open and at Oakmont is going to be the longer shot guys, betting them to finish top 20 and in the top 10 as well. All right, let's check in with our guy, Jake Kassan, host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, which is coming up right here, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the BetMGM Network. Oh, Jake, we're free. Brandon Hyde, no longer the manager. The Baltimore Orioles, it's a beautiful thing. Do you think Mike Elias is gone here pretty soon, though, as well? Do you think he follows him shortly?
Ooh, I mean, it has to be, right? Peach, like, every contract that they've handed out in the last calendar year has not gone their way. It's been terrible. So I feel like if the Orioles can't turn this around and at least salvage a somewhat acceptable season, Elias has got to be the next one out.
Has to be, I think. So that's the third manager already canned so far. We're not even here towards Memorial Day. Jake, obviously, Major League Baseball. We got a great slate today that you're going to talk about on the show, but also college baseball. We had our guy Johnny V on at the beginning of the show. Conference tournament week right now. I mean, the SEC tournament's what everybody's going to have their eyes on. As you kind of look at the bracket right now and just the SEC as a whole, is there a team kind of that pops up that you think has a great chance of winning?
Yeah, PJ, I just keep coming back to Vanderbilt, a team that has been absolutely dominant for the last month plus. They're especially dominant at home, and that's really going to matter if they end up with a top eight seed and they end up hosting through the super regionals, where they've been just killing teams at home. That's going to be a real problem. I have my eye on Vanderbilt for sure.
Very good. Jake, what else we got coming up on the show today?
Well, PJ, we have some breaking news that literally just happened about 30 minutes ago or so. Matt Shaw just got called up by the Cubs, and there's some 60-to-1s out there on him for NL Rookie of the Year floating around still. Just saying. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
There you go. Bet Slips and Bat Flips, the place to be, 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. Coming up in about 2 minutes with our guy, Jake Hassan. Jake, have a great show, pal. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, pal. All right, guys, let's keep it going. Here on Send It In as we wrap the show with PJ's plays. Females, I see you got a question. So I think the most popular thing I've seen today is Lodolo over 5.5 Ks. It almost makes too much sense, right? I think we have to stay away. B-Mills, you know I'm a contrarian. When I see everybody on one thing, I go the other way. I just like the Reds on the money line today. And like you said, the Lodolo strikeout pop, extremely popular. So I'll just take Cincy on the money line to get the win today. As for going streaking, let's go with Mookie Betts. He's got good history against Brandon Fad, 5-for-14 in his career against him. So Mookie's going to be our play in going streaking. Our prop lock, we're sticking in the same game because, again, the total in D-backs Dodgers tonight is 10, expecting a lot of runs. So I'm leaning on the two guys with the best history against the D-backs right-hander, Freddie Freeman in his career, 3 extra base hits, 1 homer, 2 doubles against Brandon Fad. So we'll take over 1.5 total bases, +105 for Freddie Freeman. Dog of the day, let's go with Shotty Sharp's White Sox, +1.5 against the Mariners. Think this is a bad travel spot for Seattle. We'll take the White Sox to keep it close. And then finally, my best bet, Indiana Pacers to win the series, +130 against the Knicks. I think the depth of Indiana and the fact that they don't play their starters all that much and the Knicks rely heavily on their starters, big advantage for the Pacers this late in the postseason. So those are our favorite plays of the day. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. And Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.